Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Mahmoud Abbas took the oath of office today as president of the Palestinian Authority, succeeding the late Yasser Arafat. He thanked the Palestinian people for what he called their exceptional democratic achievement and said he extended the hand of peace to Israel. But his swearing-in occurs as Israel has decided to cut all contacts with the Palestinian Authority after a Thursday night attack in the Gaza Strip killed six Israelis. NPR's Julie McCarthy was at the swearing-in ceremony in the West Bank town of Ramallah and has this report.
Mahmoud Abbas sounded a temperate note in the face of Israel's suspension of all contacts, a move that represents a serious blow to his strategy of negotiation over armed resistance. He did not refer directly to the cutting off of ties, nor to the deadly attack this week by three Palestinian militant groups at a border crossing in the Gaza Strip. Rather, he said, in the last few days, a number of incidents took place. We condemn these actions, Abbas said, whether by Israeli forces or Palestinian factions. He said the Palestinian hand is extended toward an Israeli partner, but said the partnership must include what Abbas called an end to assassinations, arrests, and the barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank. He declared the Palestinian Authority ready to implement its obligations under the long-ignored internationally-backed roadmap for peace and called on Israel to meet its commitments. Abbas said it's not reasonable that only the Palestinians are required to take action while settlements continue being built in the West Bank or while Israel's barrier expands within Palestinian land. Abbas called on the world to give the Palestinian people hope and not to repeat the same mistakes that he said sabotaged initiatives in the past. But the Israelis have said it is up to the new president and his new government to lay the groundwork for resuming negotiations. Israel wants Abbas to curb what it calls acts of terrorism and says that any meeting between Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas will have to wait for Palestinian security forces to move against Palestinian extremists. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Ramallah.